Philippians chapter 3. In this week's news, Telemundo reviewed the national disasters of 2021. In addition to the endless pandemic, droughts, wildfires, hurricanes, storms, cyclones, and tornadoes, as well as floods, left their indelible mark on many communities around the world. If any of us were given a choice, many of us would like to forget 2021. When we had paper calendars, we tore off the sheet once the year or month was over. If it were possible, many of us would like to take all of 2021 out of our calendar. However, if circumstances brought us closer to God, then something very good has turned out. Now, it is time to move on to a new year. In a way like the people of Israel did in front of the Red Sea. When the soles of his feet got wet on the seashore, the waters opened up. That's how we want to face a new year, in a mixture of uncertainty and fear, and at the same time, faith. Because although we do not know what 2022 will bring, we know for sure that he invites us to take this step of faith because he will cross the immense sea with us. Let us take the step on a firm footing, as Joshua publicly determined, I and my house will serve the Lord. I'm not saying that I have this all together, that I have it made, but I'm well on my way, reaching out for Christ, who has so wondrously reached out for me. Friends, don't get me wrong. By no means do I count myself an expert in all of this. But I've got my eye on the goal, where God is beckoning us onward to Jesus. I'm off and running, and I'm not turning back. Ready to take on the first step?